portion of the Skagway ore dock is damaged, and several Haines fishermen get fined for fishing out of bounds. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. A small portion of the Skagway ore dock was damaged last week, but repairs are already complete and the damage did not interrupt cruise ship dockings. Skagway Mayor Stan Selmer said at least two wooden pilings and some of the wooden cross braces were impacted one evening last week. While it's not clear exactly what caused the damage, he said it was likely a stern thruster from a cruise ship leaving the dock.
At least two piling and some other cross braces were impacted by some event that took place as a cruise ship was leaving. And some event could be as simple as a stern thruster being applied against the size of the piling to anything else. But the most likely thing that I've heard from people that were on the scene is that it was a stern thruster that impacted these two piling.
The city of Skagway is a landlord of the Tidelands where the dock sits, and the property is leased from the city by the White Pass and Yukon Route Company. But Selmer said the dock is owned by White Pass, and the company was responsible for the repairs. White Pass President Eugene Retze said it was an about 8 to 10-foot section of the dock that was damaged, and repairs were completed over the weekend.
We try to move as quickly as we can when we're notified that there is an issue.
He said the affected part of the dock was cut out and replaced with a steel catwalk. John Tronrud is a local representative for the Skagway longshoremen that work on the dock. He said he and officials from the Teamsters Local 959 are satisfied with the repairs and are confident of the dock's safety for the short term. The city had already issued a request for proposals for a dock assessment before the damage occurred. The request states that the wooden sections of the dock appear to be in need of replacement. The solicitation calls for below-water inspection and condition survey for the dock. Officials were set to look at the submitted proposals early this week. The dock is used for ships that export ore concentrates from the Yukon mining operations out of Skagway. It's also used for docking cruise ships. Mayor Selmer said the cruise schedule was not impacted by the damage, and the next ship set to dock there is on Tuesday. Eight Haines commercial fishermen were charged recently for fishing outside allowable boundaries in the Lynn Canal. Juneau Wildlife Trooper Aaron Frenzel said the fishermen were all reported fishing over the line of the 15C district near Bridget Island in mid-July. He said it appeared all those that crossed the line did so because their nets drifted, not because they intentionally set their nets over the line.
You get a couple of things going. Sometimes you get people that just get tired and they fall asleep and they drift across. Some people, there's a lot of fish in the net, so it just gets, they don't expect that much. They get complacent on catching just, 100, 200 fish a set. Then all of a sudden you get a set with 400 to 500 fish, and it takes you twice as long to pull your net, and then you end up over the line. Or you get people that don't judge the tide right and the wind, and then they end up way over also because they start picking their net too late. So there's many factors that could cause it.
The week of July 8th through the 11th was particularly lucrative for the gillnet fleet in the 15C district. The Department of Fish and Game reported 175 gillnetters caught 340,000 chum salmon valued at more than $2.3 million. Crossing the boundary line means the accused fishermen had to forfeit the value of all the fish they had on board at the time of their violation. They each also were fined an additional $1,000 to $2,000 and placed on probation. Five of the fishermen were sentenced last week after they each pleaded no contest to the charges in district court. An additional three cases from the same fishery and time period are still pending. Frizzell said because of the weather at the time, he wasn't able to board each of the boats at the time he observed the violations, but the fishermen were contacted by troopers later. A criminal charge has been filed against a Haines man for an alleged assault on the Haines harbormaster. Court documents filed late last week by the Juneau District Attorney's Office state that Haines police were called to the harbor on the morning of July 26 for a disturbance. Harbormaster Phil Benner told police he had contacted a boat owner about moving his boat from the fuel dock. When the boat owner did not arrive to move the boat, Benner began moving it himself. When the owner arrived, he allegedly confronted the harbor master, argued with him, and pushed him. Benner told police he almost fell off the dock into the water. The Coast Guard was also investigating. Officials said when the owner moved from the fuel dock, he took off at a high rate of speed, and a large wake caused damage to other boats. The fourth-degree assault charge is a Class A misdemeanor. The Haynesboro Assembly meets Tuesday night with another lengthy agenda. Among the ordinances up for adoption is one to clarify local financial disclosure requirements for public officials. Voters will decide in October whether local officials should be exempt from the state disclosure rules. This ordinance is to address disclosure rules under borough code that officials would still be subject to, even if the exemption to the state rules is approved by Haynes voters. Another ordinance in its first hearing would allow resolutions to be included on the consent agenda during assembly meetings. Mayor Stephanie Scott proposed this idea as a way to streamline meetings and save time. Resolutions up for consideration by the assembly include approving funds for roofing and door upgrades to the Klahini Valley Volunteer Fire Department and approving just over $120,000 for critical roof repairs for the Chilkat Center for the Arts. Another resolution would approve the acquisition of the Fair Drive encroachment property from Chilkat Indian Association. Ordinances up for introduction include setting for a first hearing the adoption of a new water and sewer rate schedule. In other new business, the Assembly will consider a sales tax exemption request from the New Hope Fellowship, a distillery license application for Port Chilkoot Distillery, and approving funds for a public information campaign regarding the financial disclosure exemption ballot proposition. The Haynesboro Assembly meeting begins Tuesday evening at 6:30 in Assembly Chambers. You can find the full agenda and meeting packet online at the Haynesboro website. As forecast, catches of pink salmon in southeast Alaska this summer are well off of last year's record numbers. But there are some encouraging signs that this year's harvest may beat expectations. Bill Davidson, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's regional management biologist, said pink numbers were very low in July. However, he says things are picking up this month.
August is the month when the main pink run is upon us, and we have started seeing some pretty decent catches of pinks around the region as all the chum runs from July are winding down. The pinks are ramping up. So right now at this point, it's looking like we might even come in above our forecast harvest for this year.
Going into the season, Fish and Game forecast a region-wide harvest of 17 million pinks, well below average, and under one-third of the catch from last year. Pink salmon return to spawn in two-year cycles, and the recent trend has seen large returns in odd years and smaller returns in even years, like 2012. The Perth Seine Fleet's catch in the second week of August is estimated at nearly 8 million pinks. Seiners caught an estimated 3.4 million during an opening August 6th and 7th, with more than 2 million of that caught in districts 1 and 2.
The districts that are the most productive are at the moment are District 2, the east side of Prince of Wales, and District 1, the Ketchikan mainland area. And the third best district has been District 13. And District 13 is the outer coastal areas around Sitka and north of Sitka, West Chichagof. And District 4 down in, on the southern outside has also been strong. So it's not entirely on the south end, but the two strongest districts are certainly districts 1 and 2 so far.
Last year, pinks came in strong in the north end of the region and catches were weak in southern southeast. This summer, northern southeast has the weak returns. Fish and Game is not opening the fishery in the Juneau area in early August. Davidson said it's similar pattern to 2010 and much different from last year.
We had record returns in the area last year on an odd year, but this year it's been almost devoid of any directed pink salmon fisheries. Hopes are that maybe Seymour would open if the escapements and returns develop enough, but so the northern inside areas are not producing a lot of pinks, and we're generally keeping them closed in order to build our escapements.
Better than expected returns of chum salmon returning to hatchery sites around the region have helped fill in during the slow pink fishing in July. The Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association's facility at Hidden Falls on Baranoff Island has seen its chum returns near 1.3 million. That's more than 400,000 above the forecast. Likewise, chum returns for the Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association have exceeded forecasts. The same fleet has landed over 2 million SSRAA chum salmons this year. And returns in Lynn Canal, along with Taku Inlet for Douglas Island pink and chum, have also beat expectations. Prices are on par with last year, averaging around 40 cents a pound for pinks and around 80 cents a pound for chums. The same fleet headed out for another opening Friday and Saturday. Pink salmon numbers typically peak in early to mid-August. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Joe Vicnicki for his help with this report. And thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.